Benin, would you be willing to do roll again this time? After you're unmuted.
There we go. Do we have enough people, Jeffrey?
It looks like it, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, so
I
call to
will.
order. 8 o'clock.
Then I will read roll call. Jeffrey Stewart.
I am here.
Adriana Castro. Craig Barkdahl. Barkdahl.
Present, thank you.
Okay. Kaylee Prince. Amelia Latham.
Present.
Alexis Ryland.
Present, thank you.
Jim Sayer.
Present.
Mary Mead.
Present.
Gail Calvert. Janine Mortimer, I am here, and Barry Kibble.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yes, it looks like we have a quorum.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. Call to the audience. Hearing none, seeing none. Approval of the minutes of July. Everybody had a chance to look at them? Any questions? Revisions? Okay. I need a motion to approve.
A motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Craig. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Barry. Any opposed? Minutes are approved. I have no report, which moves us to, I believe that there is someone who is wanting to self-nominate for the clerk. Barry?
Sure.
We'll move to accept that nomination. Oh, for a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any opposed? Anyone? So everyone's for it? Unanimous?
Yes.
Yes? Thank you. We have a clerk. Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And right along. Did any subcommittees meet? Brandon?
Good morning, everyone. Mary, thank you again for being the clerk. We appreciate it. I look forward to working with you. I'll start off on the administrator report. Election of a chairperson in December. I'm just going to keep this on the agenda. That way, it's in the back of everyone's head that Jeffrey, correct me if I'm wrong, you will be termed out in January of 2027. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
And you have to stay off for 2 years. Is that what it is?
I believe it's one.
One. Okay. We'll call you January 2028, sir. But yes, I just wanted to remind everyone that Jeffrey would be leaving the commission in January 2027. So I would like to have those early discussions. If anyone is interested in being the chairperson, please reach out to Jeffrey. He wouldn't mind. He can kind of tell you what the role required. And I just want to make sure that we keep this on everyone's radar. I would like to nominate someone probably at our December meeting because we get into the holidays and I don't want to lose track of it. And that way in January, we kind of know what's going on. And then in February, we'll resume when Jerry moves on to bigger and better things. That's all I have there. As far as the modernization of garages and meters, what I'm going to share with you guys need to remain confidential. You guys should not be sharing this with the public yet because we have not brought this out yet to the public. I was tasked by city manager's office, mayor and council, asked for us to modernize our parking for the city of Tucson. And that requires me to look at meters and garages. So I have had the preliminary discussions. I have some follow-up discussions tomorrow with my leadership team, Andy and Sam, to discuss some quotes. But again, what I'm going to share with you guys right now, please keep it confidential. This has not been released to the public. And I don't want to get emails about why we're spending so much money and our citations want to go up. They're already yelling at us because we're out increasing citations. So let's make sure we keep this confidential. I'll share my screen for a little bit. Someone can please verify that you can see my screen when it comes up. Yes.
I can see it, Brandon. You guys can't
see it? Yes, sir. Perfect. Okay. Let me get this out of the way. Perfect. All right. And so I'll start with the meters. We're looking to go to an M7 is what they call them. If you notice, these meter heads are a little bit larger. What they can do is they can collect more coins. This is also allows people to pay by a credit card, coins, also has a tap on here. So the reason why I looked at this meter, because it kind of go with the entire city, our older population who does not like using debit cards and credit cards, allow them to still put change in the meter. For our younger generations who like to tap and use credit cards and swipe, it allows that as well. I just want you guys to have a visual of what it looks like. If you notice, the meter heads are larger. The display is larger as well. Because one of the things that we hear all the time is how the display is so small, they're faded. I'm not sure how long these last, but I'm told they have a longer life period. But this is still Arizona, and in the summertime, we still know it's about 115 degrees. So, you know, you can only sustain the heat for so long. But this is your visual look at it. Let's get into some pricing. So what I asked for was them to give me a quote on how to replace every meter in the city of Tucson. If you guys don't remember, we have 1,809 meters with approximately 544 faulty. And I'm using the word faulty purposely because faulty doesn't mean that it's completely out. It can be that the battery is dead. You can't read displays or can have some more technical issues, but we have about 544 meters that's faulty. So when we look at this report, we're looking at replacing every meter in the city. This will be a little bit over $1 million. Okay. As we go into here, here's more of the breakdown. So we have 1485. So it's my understanding that most of our meters are IPS, but we still have probably about 400 or 500 that's called Duncan. Is let me see. I thought JR was on here. I was going to talk and make sure I was saying the name correctly, but I believe it's Duncan. Is that correct, Jose or Erica?
Yes, it's Duncan. So those are called Duncan.
There you go. So what we're looking to do is replace, this quote is only for the IPS meters. So we know that this number would go up a little bit because we'll want to also replace the Duncan meters. But as you guys can see, each meter would be about, this quote is for $1,485. Each meter would be about $670. If you multiply these two numbers, this is when you get the $994,000 plus taxes. Then we're going to go in, and what I ask for is that they come in and install all the meters for us. We can do it ourselves, but I think that because it's their product, we might as well pay for them to do it. That way we know that's done correctly. On top of that, my staff is not fully trained yet on the new meters, so that will require them to come here, do some installation, and require them to train our staff as well for when it's time to do maintenance and repairs. We are capable of doing it. So this is the on-site installation. You see this 31,000, and this is pretty much the whole entire quote. To ship every meter to us will be about $8,000. It's my understanding these meters are made in Germany. They then ship to the U.S., I believe San Diego, in which they are tagged, painted for the city of Tucson, and then they will then ship out to us. They come in bulk, so we will not receive all 1,400 meters at once. I believe we'll receive them in maybe 300 to 500 at a time. If we were to go with this quote and replacing all the meters, what I will talk to the commission about is how we're going to do it. I'm thinking we'll identify phases. So we will identify what areas we want to put the new meters in first, and then we'll phase them in. So we may start with 4th Avenue. We may start with downtown Tucson. We may start with the Mikado area. Just give you guys idea. University, we will phase them in until they're all done. When I asked how long a project like this will take, they said they can get it done in 60 days. So from the first time the meters, from the first meter shipped into the city of Tucson, 60 days out, they will all be installed. I'm opening the floor to any questions about meters. Perfect. No questions.
And I have a question. This is Jim.
Yes, sir.
I know there are pros and cons and probably some politics around changing, but has there been any consideration to not going back to single space individual parking meters and instead doing, you know, meter or pay stations by block or something like that and have 100 machines instead of 1,500 machines?
There hasn't been conversations. That's when I first brought it to the commission. I don't know if you were here, Jim. That was one of the options that I gave you guys. No one reached out. I can tell you, I looked into it a little bit. I'm doing some pros and cons, Jim. I don't like pay stations, and solely because of a pay station go out, one of the concerns that we were concerned about is the whole entire block becomes free versus an individual meter. They were also telling me, just talking with Nick, he's the salesperson for IPS, other municipal governments in the surrounding area, Phoenix, Tempe, Albuquerque, San Diego, El Paso, Dallas, they are against also going completely pay station for that reason as well. Also with pay stations, Jim, people are more likely not to pay because a lot of people don't pay when they get out the car and it's a meter right there. A lot of people don't walk to the corner. So there has been a revenue, I should say, you kind of lose revenue with completely having nothing but pay stations is what the data is showing me and what just talking to other municipal governments and IPS.
Okay.
But however, if you believe that that is an option, I open that up to the commission and you can say your piece now and talk to us about why you believe that is best. And I'll make sure to get that up to city manager office and also Andy and Sam. So if you believe that that's the best way to move forward, I'm willing to listen to you, sir.
Yeah, I don't think I'm prepared to say. I think either way is the best way, but the trade-off, of course, with pay machines is one, yes, if a machine goes down, all the spaces that it's managing are also down. But then you're also only having to maintain whatever that number is, 30 machines instead of 1,573 single space devices. So the staff time to deal with it, the staff time to collect all the coins. Yeah, I mean, you're not having to go to all 1,500 devices on whatever interval to get all the coins. I'll leave it at that, but I'm surprised. I know the IPS's primary business is single space meters, so I'm not surprised that they would say that single space meters are better, but... And I know there's been some back and forth in the industry, and I've just been in this for so long that it feels like putting single space old school parking meters back in as a new investment is going backwards.
Gotcha. And we considered that as well, how much it will cost to maintain meters. So, yep, that's one of the pros that when we looked at that, we also considered when you look at pay stations, the reservations was a little bit more difficult. Where in the city of Tucson, we're always having events down here. They're concerned about when you have a pay station, people park there anyway, so you then have to get cars towed, and you have to go through that process. And then there's also the infrastructure cost that is a lot of money. We're still looking at that, Jim, to remove 1,800 meters. Because if you're going pay station, you would need to dig up 1,800 meters. And so they were looking at that cost as well.
Sure, yeah, or just cut them off and cap them. But yeah, you're right. There is a cost there.
Thank you, sir. And again, and this is nothing is final, Jim. So as you hear more information and you want to come back to the commission and believe that we should go to pay station, believe me, I'm definitely open to it. Any other questions?
Brandon?
Yes, who's that?
Jeffrey.
This is Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Yes, sir.
When is your recommendation to city due?
I will tell you, they have their preliminary. I don't know where they're at in their stages, but theirs was, I already started sharing this information with, I can tell you, my leadership, Andy and Sam. Well, Andy, I should say, last week, meeting with Sam tomorrow, and I believe they're going to turn this over to the city's manager's office sometime in September. It's my understanding they're going to discuss it with the city manager's office. They believe that 9 times out of 10, city manager's office is going to return with a whole lot of questions to bring back to the commission for us to discuss, and then we'll address that, and they're going to move it along that way. I specifically asked Jeffrey how long will something like this take for them to make a decision. I didn't get a time frame, but I can tell you the preliminary will be at the city's manager's office if nothing has changed next month in September.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, moving on. Garages. We know that we have five garages, Pennington Depot, Central, Library, City, State. They all operate a little bit different. They all are different sizes. So if we wanted to update all the garages, this is more or less a breakdown of each garage and what it will cost to get new equipment, new gate arms, to get tap, to make sure that we have machines that can accept coins and give people change. Because if you remember correctly, what we have done since we increase rates increases, when you pay with money, we cannot charge them the $1.25, because what we learned is our kiosks cannot get change. And so because of that, we're still kind of on the same pay rate, although technically we should be charging more. So we're looking to also modernize the garages for each garage. This is about what it will cost. And this will also go to mayor and council as well and the city manager's office. To be honest with you, I'm guessing they will not do both. So it's going to be important that the commission, you guys start thinking about where you guys stand on what we should do first. So let's just say this is approved in December or January, and they say we can only do one. As a commission, we need to discuss, where are we going first? Are we going to change out the meters? Is that the priority? Are we going to start with the garages? Because both of them are going to cost us close to $1 million, because this is just the project. There's some installation that they left off, but just for you guys to know, they're both about $1 million or a little bit more. And so I'm sure that mayor and council and the city manager's not going to give us $2 million. So if they give us $1 million, where are we going to start at? And that's a discussion for the commission. Any questions about this?
Brandon, I'm curious, will you sort of even on the single space meters, since you're getting all new, will this go out to competitive bid RFP, or will you just sole source and say, we want to get the same provider we had before? And the same question for the garages.
It would definitely be the same. It would be IPS. We were not, because if we go out to a competitive bid, that's a way more money because the infrastructure, because what they would have to dig out some of the old technology that IPS have in the ground, put theirs in, it'll be a lot more, I guess, I don't think we'll be able to do it in the amount of time that we're trying to upgrade. So we were going to stay with IPS. It's also, when I'm looking out there, Jim, and maybe you can share this, I don't see too many competitors to IPS. Are you familiar with any other companies that's real competitors that can handle meters to a city this size?
Yeah, there are a couple others. Yeah, and I'm sure even more would pop up if you put it out. I don't think there's, maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't realize there was infrastructure in the ground for the single space meters. I thought it was all contained within the meter itself.
It is, but some of the polling and the size, the M7 and the heading, we need to make sure that what our post is, how our post is, make sure that's compatible to other meter posts. Some are larger, some are smaller, and things like that. So we need to take that in consideration.
Got it.
All meters are not the same exact size. So we may have to replace some posts when I say infrastructure, if that makes sense.
Understood. Yeah, I would recommend, I know this is creates process and time, but I would recommend it going out to competitive pricing, especially since you're replacing the whole system. It's not like a segment of it.
Yeah, we would. And also, just know, Jim, if we do go to competitive, IPS is used for other things in the background that we would then also possibly be impacting technology and other sides. So I'll definitely bring that back to Andy and Sam as well. So remember, IPS, we use them more than just for the meters as well. They do the reservations. We have them for other things that, well, I'm assuming will be a package deal and all that good stuff. And I don't want to speak to how that impacts other divisions or departments, if that makes sense. Any other questions?
Yes, this is Kaylee. Did they give you a time frame? Like, if you had to pick one or the other, how long each project would take individually? Like, how long it would take for the garages, and then how long it would take for the parking meters to all be changed out?
The meters would be about 60 days. I believe I stated that if we were to do the meters first, from the first shipment coming in, they could have all 1,800 installed in 60 days. Jose, did they give you any time frame on if we were to do the garages?
Yeah. I'm assuming that we have to order everything, and then once everything comes in, so we can about a couple months out.
So it sounds like it will be the same process. Once the equipment come in, look like it's about a 60 day for installation, if that makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? New parking rates updates. Let me close this. Parking rate updates. We are back. We're still up. We are still charging the increase on meters, $1.50 for meters, garages, again, $1.25. However, we can't give change. If you can't give change, we're only charging $1, just for you guys to know that. I'll go into the financial report a little bit more, and it'll break down the numbers closing out 2026, and it will also show you how we're starting off FY27. And I'm gonna move on to, because a lot of that is a part of the financial report. That's all I have to say about the new parking rates updates. Save 4th Avenue petition. I want to make sure that we discuss that. Have you guys heard about that out there?
I haven't. I haven't.
No.
Okay.
Brandon,
so
you want me to do that one?
I'm going to lay out the work first, and because I have to do some interviews and stuff. So, and then I'll let you take over, Jeffrey. So just for you guys to know, 4th Avenue has petitioned the community to roll back the hours of operation. They do not like the 8 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and they do not like the increase. Just for you guys to have a little background, back in 2024, Mayor and Council voted to increase the hours of operations on meter. It went from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7 p.m. Then you guys know in January 21st, we increased rates from $1 to $1.50 on parking meters. Just for you guys to know, when this was first passed in 2024, it's my understanding that it was a project called the Sunlink Project that was not done. It was under construction. So apparently the city of Tucson made a deal with these 4th Avenue merchants and the businesses and people who live over there. And they said, hey, until the project is complete, we will not touch your meter operation time. So for the last 2 years, when everybody else was operating from 8 to Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., they were still operating Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. However, that has since changed because the project has completed. So on top of that, now we have the increase with the meters. And so some business owners and merchants got together, and it's my understanding it's a petition out there. I have done a news interview. You've probably seen it on social media. And what they're asking us to do is roll back the time and decrease the price. That's the background. Barry, you can take it from there, sir.
Yes. Although no immediate action is needed, Councilmember Schubert wanted to bring this to the attention of the Bar Tucson. In addition to rolling back the time, and the days, they also wanted to remove the cap, the 2-hour cap on time limits. So essentially people could use the same meter all day. They also kind of made an assertion that the money from the meters was not going to help 4th Avenue or 4th Street. Some of the money was actually going for other city projects. The other point they made in the petition was that the parking on 4th Street was much more dire than downtown and therefore needed greater attention. So because this fell within council member Schubert's district, she was getting calls from the press as well as from constituents. So she produced a statement which she released to the press and also put in a newsletter, and she made 4 points. She appreciated the concerns, but first of all, as Brandon said, this is not an overnight decision, and there are other even more harsh ideas had been come forth, like go to Sunday, go to 10 o'clock, and this was sort of a compromise that people felt comfortable with. The second point was, she wanted to reaffirm that all the revenue that comes from the meters was, in fact, going back to improve the parking system. It was not being used for other city purposes. The third point she wanted to make was that this has only been enforced for 1 month, the hot summer month, and also in a situation where the national economy is in a slowdown. So trying to make decisions based on such limited data probably doesn't make much sense. So the fourth point is, policy should be given a chance to play out over several more months before there's any kind of reconsideration of what should happen on 4th Street. Definitely pay attention to data on parking turnover, occupancy rates, employee parking needs, and then after several months, take a look at the data and then maybe talk about it again. Thank you.
And I want to specifically address something Barry said, because he's absolutely correct. We are a special revenue fund division. That is what it is called, special revenue fund division, meaning we are self-sufficient. All the money that we are collected by any related citation, any parking meter, garages, stay within the division. That money is used for the following things. If you guys remember, my personnel salaries. So that means all parking agents, my superintendent, supervisor, including my salary, is all generated from the self from the special revenue fund. So that is where that money comes from. On top of that, all maintenance, repairs, equipment, cleaning, everything, all funding expenses come from the special revenue fund. So I can assure you guys that through a public record request, you will be able to see that all funds that are collected through meters, garages, and citations is spent here in Park Tucson Division. We do not use our revenue to fund anything else. Any other questions related to that? Okay. Let's get to the finance. So, financial report. Let me see if I can share my screen again. Oh, and let me just say one more thing about the petition. It was also communicated that they said that there was no communication with them as well. I think Barry didn't mention that part, that they were blindsided kind of by it, and that's another reason why they were upset. Just for you guys to know, if you can see my screen, can you see my screen here?
Yes.
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 So these are just things that I outline on various meetings that I had since I've been here. So for you guys to know, if you guys are hearing the rumors that we did not give them an opportunity to speak their piece regarding that, just want to let you guys know January 21st was the public hearing, Mayor Council, open to the public. Also had a Parks Tucson Commission. If you guys remember, we discussed it there. I believe two people showed up there. I also communicated this to the downtown Tucson Partnership Merchants. That was open to the public. I also hosted a 4th Avenue Merchant Association listening session. I did this in partnership with Ward 6. So we communicated there. And then we also had a public community meeting as well. So just for you guys to know, and then Mayor and Council passed it May 5th. So there was open communication and dialogue with the public as it was relating to parking increases, garage increases, and also meter increases, and extending the hours Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7. Because if you remember, we were even thinking about going to Sunday, and we took that off the table. Can you guys see my screen again? Perfect. So we're going to get into some finance. Took a couple of notes here. So just for you guys to know, great news, we ended in the black. So if you guys remember of our 5-year projections, the people who's been a part of the commission for some time, we was expecting to be in the red for some time. I believe if you guys remember correctly, probably till 2029-30, well, we ended 26 in the black, so that is great. So we're starting off the fiscal year FY27 with a positive surplus, which is a good thing. I believe, correct me, Erica, if I'm wrong, this is the first time since the pandemic. Is that correct?
Yes, they predicted that it wouldn't. We wouldn't be in the black until 2028.
Yes, for all of that. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeffrey, I'm Pop. I'm sorry.
I said yes for all of that.
Yeah, so we are out of the red. I was told that now the revenue numbers are pretty much set, as you can see, but it's my understanding there still may be some expenses that come through, just because you know how some people don't send a bill. We're waiting on a bill for something that we need to pay for, but for the most part, the revenue that we collected is the revenue, and that won't change. The numbers may change on the expenses depending on if something else comes up. As you guys can see, Right here, we're down about 8% from FY25. Let me blow that up for you guys can see that. So right here, and I'm talking about off-street programs, we're down 8% from FY25. Let me see. This could be for various reasons, just for you guys to know. I need to say this up front. Apparently, and Erica, correct me if I'm not explaining it right, the last 2 weeks of July. No, that's for the next year. That's not for this year, correct?
Correct. It's for the fiscal year 2017.
Okay, I'm confusing myself. I'm sorry, you guys. We're down 8% from FY25 as it relates to the parking meters, as you can see. Not sure exactly where that's coming from, but I will tell you, when I look at what we collected for the month of July versus, what we collected in the month of July, we have increased in July, but closing out the year, we have decreased for the 26 from 25. I'm not sure what the reason is. No red there, but just our revenues wasn't where we wanted it to be, what we expected it to be. Let me see what else I have. On street programs, we are up 18%. What we think that is also for this area is, it's my understanding you guys put a pay station in the Mercado area. We believe that increased 18%. The reason why is the Mercado area, we had some additional revenue coming in there. In addition, we extended the parking meters for, the meter times in June of last year. I believe that came in effect June 2nd of 2025. And because of that, we got additional revenue because it ended at 5 p.m. Programs off of meters right here, we actually increased 18%. And that's, we believe that's from the Mercado area. And that is because we extended that 2 hours. And let me correct myself. We were down 8% from off-street programs. I said on-street. So garages were down 8%.
So, Brent,
you compare
Sorry.
Go ahead.
The reason why it was so negative is because fiscal year 24, Pima County's last 101 payment for their share of the debt services for the Pennington Street Garage, we got that last payment at the beginning of fiscal 25. So it went into fiscal 25 when it actually should have been in fiscal 24. So the difference, it looks like we had more revenue in 2025 compared to this 2026. But that it was a big chunk of money.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for that explanation, Erica. So, yes, so that is why off-street programs were down 8%. But as you can see, on-street programs increased 18%, and that is because we believe the Mercado area and that extension of 2 hours. On-street permit program was down 3%. That always varies depending on who's purchasing the permits, whether it's students, residents, things like that. But yeah, it went down 3%. That can also be related to enrollment at U of A, and people may not be purchasing the permits on the street, or businesses or residents. So that was down 3%. Citations, definitely, they went down 18%, but we was expecting that. If you guys remember, that goes into our staffing. For the last year, we have been operating with about 3 or 4 parking agents. And if you think about it, I believe one works nights. So really, you only have 3 parking agents pretty much enforcing the whole city of Tucson. And because of that, we took a hit there for the 18%. And I'll get into staffing because we're in a better situation than we were before. But yeah, so that's our citations and all that good stuff. operating budget. We definitely decreased our operating budget. I got to give a shout out to Erica and the team here and the commission as well. You guys did a great job making sure that we were not spending money unless we really had to. So we decreased our operating expenses by 2%, which helped us save money. So we were not just out spending money just to spend money. We were spending money on the important things. Also, was a savings as well, just to recognize as the personnel when we were not fully staffed. Remember, we are a special revenue fund. So a lot of the parking agent salary come out of our budget. And when those positions are vacant, then you will see a savings there as well. But we're really watching the way we were spending money, and it went down 2%. Other expenses, that's administrative, things like that. As you guys can see, the fund balance, when we end it, we will end with $117,000. We are out of the red. So that's a great thing. Remember, this $117,000 can change, because remember, expenses can still come in. Nothing big, right, Erica?
Yeah, nothing big should come out. It just might change slightly.
Yeah, so if you guys see at the next meeting, we end up with $110,000 versus $117,000. That just means $7,000 of expenses came in, but we don't expect nothing crazy to really absorb all of that positive fund. These are just the revenue streams breakdown, more or less comparing off-street parking, on-street parking, things like that. And then we go down here to the overall graph, and let me back out a little bit. You guys can kind of see operating revenue, what percentage is most of it, which as you can see is off-street, meters, on-street, fines and citations, kind of where we were at when we were collecting revenue for actuals. And that number, I'll continue to share this. It's my understanding that FY26 will not be completely closed until final numbers end of October, beginning of November, when it's completely said and done. Is that correct, Erica?
Yes, there you have to do an audit. And once the audit's complete, then the numbers will be finalized.
We'll go over to July. Okay. This is where I was talking about that last 2 weeks. So don't, is this that 30% right here, Erica?
Yes, just the revenue. The expenses are good. It's the revenue, yep. The last 2 weeks. I wasn't able to get them in July. I am now they're going to be in August. So August is going to look like a really big revenue month.
So don't let this 30% scare you guys. So the reason why it says we're down 30% is because we didn't get it in. And I believe we're missing from July 18th through the 31st. So because of that, it looks like we didn't collect any revenue and that we're extremely down. We are not. That will then move over to August. So at our next meeting, I will report that. But you will see a significant increase in August because those last 2 weeks will be there. And it will balance out at the end of the year, if that makes sense. Same thing here. On-street parking says it's down 34%. It's really not. Just for you guys to know, that is because we're missing the last 2 weeks of July, which will show in August. Our expenses are pretty set. We've been paying the bills and all of that good stuff, so we are good there. Let's see, operating expenses, everything else. The first month is kind of more or less difficult because it's the first month of the new year, FY27. So we don't have too much coming in, too much going out, but we really just want to make you guys aware of these two big numbers here, what we're missing, which will show up for next month. I I will tell you guys, when I had a meeting with Andy last month. Oh, let me just go here and just show you the graph real fast. Oh, let's talk about personnel. So our personnel costs will go up a lot because we are now staffed from 4 people. We have 8 parking agents as of right now. Remember, their salaries come out of this, out of our revenue as well. And I believe we made recommendations to hire 3 more. And because we made recommendations to hire 3 more, if all 3 of those employees accept the position, we will then be fully staffed. So citations are definitely increasing. I know because I'm getting all the angry emails. People are being cited, just for you guys to know that they are out there. We have 8 people out there, and we're doing good there. This is kind of a breakdown right now where we at. This again, this is only for the month of July, first month of the FY27 year. I can tell you, I'm also seeing an increase from what we made last year, just on a separate spreadsheet that I'm kind of tracking, where it looks like we're making more money on revenue as far as parking permits and meter revenue with the new fees in place. So right now we have no concern and we're on track. Any questions? All right, I kind of went into the staffing already. So again, we are up to 8 parking agents, and we interviewed about 2 weeks ago. We made recommendations to fill the last 3 positions, and once those positions are filled, we will be fully staffed, and we will be operating at full capacity, which is great because it's my understanding we have not been operating at full capacity since before the pandemic, 2019. Any questions? Dale's not here. I put the complete street committee report. He asked me to do it. If you guys remember at the last meeting, he said, oh, he wanted to just make sure that he kept us updated. I have nothing to share there. And hopefully Dale will be able to join us next month and we will get an update from him. You guys don't have any questions for me. I'm turning it back over to Jeffrey.
Just one clarification. Are the meetings going every 3rd or 4th week in the month?
Are you saying for our commission?
Yes.
Let me look real fast just for our commission. I believe it's every 3rd meeting.
The last 2 months it's been the 4th, so I got confused.
Yeah, because if you look at the calendar, there has been 5 weeks the last couple of months that kind of threw it off. So when that happens, it throws it off, but I'll verify right now. September meeting is scheduled for the 22nd, which is the 3rd Tuesday of the month. But yeah, what throws it off, Dale, I believe March had 5 Tuesdays, and I believe April had 5 Tuesdays. So just go back and look at your calendar. That kind of throws it off a little bit, but it will be the 3rd Tuesday of every month. I said Dale. I'm sorry, Barry.
Sure.
Any other questions for me? Jeffrey, back to you, sir.
Okay, so future agenda. We have the complete streets. We have the questions that Jim raised earlier. Anything else? Anyone else? Hearing none. That's it for me. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
Too.
Take care.
Thank you all. Bye. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.